Welcome to North Bay Biz Magazine's 2020 Best of the North Bay Annual Readers' Poll Awards Party, tonight being broadcast live on KSRO. Among the North Bay's most prestigious social gatherings of the year, this year's event is truly more special than ever, as the North Bay Biz team has gone to great extremes to make this gala event happen with the necessary social distancing. This year's invitees are safely ensconced in the North Bay Biz Armada of yachts, currently afloat on Lake Sonoma. Each of these elegantly outfitted vessels, courtesy of NorCal Power Sports and Marina, carries 10 invitees and two hospitality experts from 630 Park Steakhouse. With this policy, we've limited the size of each gathering to 12. Guests on each yacht are seated at tables for two, spaced 6 feet apart. Guests must wear face coverings at all times except when seated at their tables. Hospitality staff will wear face coverings at all times. Face masks are white and feature the North Bay Biz logo in red and black and are provided courtesy of Sonoma Design Apparel. All 30 yachts are seamlessly connected for audio and video with each other and with those of us here in the floating KSRO broadcast truck, courtesy of the KSRO Engineering Department. Each yacht is complete with red carpet, where guests can line up 6 feet apart with spacing clearly marked on the carpet and pose for cell phone pictures to be taken by our hospitality staff, who tonight are doubling as celebrity photographers. Each yacht is equipped with a mini stage wired for sound, where tonight's North Bay Biz 2020 Readers' Poll Best of winners will go to make their acceptance speeches. Now, please welcome our celebrity host for the evening, actor-comedian Mike Wilson, who is making his way to the silver-plated podium here in the floating KSRO broadcast truck right now. Mr. Wilson did a very nice job cutting his own hair with trimmer and shears provided by Great Clips. Here now is your host for the evening, Mike Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Without further delay, we take you now to the yacht Early Harvest, where leading members of the wine industry are enjoying the evening. Hello, yacht Early Harvest. Well, our direct connection doesn't seem to be working. We'll probably have to do yet another dreaded Zoom call. While we set that up, let's talk more about what went into planning tonight's award party. While VIPs from each category are seated in separate yachts here on Lake Sonoma, all of those being honored will be seen on the giant screen on the Gelati construction stage in the North Bay Biz Virtual Amphitheater. The stage was built into the shoreline in cooperation with Empire Asphalt. And during the presentation in each category, the North Bay Biz Armada will form a phalanx in the shape of an amphitheater, so all of our guests can see the virtual presentations taking place inside each respective sailing ship. As another distancing measure, yacht assignments for each guest were displayed as skywriting as people were arriving, so the folks could proceed straight to the appropriate pier without having to stand at a table to check in. Now for our first award presentation, here's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Our first award category of the night is sparkling wine. I love sparkling wine. And the winner is Korbel Champagne. Yeah! Let's switch over to the wine industry yacht and hear from Korbel Director of Winemaking, Paul Avanainen. Oh, please, unmute your mic. Okay, there you go.
Oh, that's great. We love this because this is local recognition by the people who live around us, our neighbors that come out to the winery and visit. While I might not play on the national stage, I always love to see our local fans here, just share the love a little bit.
What kind of sets your sparkling wine apart from others?
Well, people coming out here, they've got a lot of choices on places to go. And, I think a lot of it is the whole experience of being able to come out to the winery, taste wine at the winery. One of the secrets of the wine business is wines always taste better at the winery than they do anywhere else. And so they come out here and just do the whole experience of the tasting, come out here to the beautiful, grounds out here, you know, and, you know, nowadays with the COVID and everything, things are a little bit different here, but, you know, they're still able to come out here and do tasting and enjoy themselves. You know, we have a real approachable style of winemaking that we do here, so people, you know, it's easy to love wines.
Is that all what makes a Corbel, you know, just stand out from the others in just terms of an overall winery?
Yeah, no, we're out there to make a real fruit-focused, fruit-forward style of wine that's very approachable to people. You know, we're not trying to make the idea of drinking a glass of California champagne a contemplate the universe experience. You know, we want accessibility. We want people to enjoy themselves and have that, you know, that fruit-forward taste that Corbel is known for.
Mm-hmm. And when you do win an award like this, does it kind of inspire you to kind of keep going forward with it, or to just kind of say, kind of look back and say, okay, what are we doing right? Let's focus on those areas.
You know, you always want to look forward, not back. You know, because if you look back, you just get run over, you know. So, you know, and it's not just the winemaking. You know, again, it's the whole experience of coming out here. And so it's not, you know, we always love the praise on the winemaking side, but it's really important to our hospitality folks out here, the people who, you know, run and staff the, you know, the tasting areas and the wine shop and the deli that we have out here. And so, yeah, it's a big plug for all of us, and it gets kind of energized, you know, it just gets you going.
Thank you, Paul Avanainen from Corbel Winery. Congratulations also go to our gold medal winner in the sparkling wine category, Breathless Wines. On we go now to Sauvignon Blanc, which would pair marvelously with the sea bass being served by Park Avenue Catering. And the winner for Best Sauvignon Blanc is Kendall Jackson Winery.
So we are with Chris Miller, Estate Manager at Kendall Jackson. And Chris, first of all, congratulations to you and Kendall Jackson for getting the Best Sauvignon Blanc Award this year.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a well-earned and deserved award, and we're excited to share that with everyone that comes by and wants to taste.
And what is it about the KJ Sauvignon Blanc that makes it so much the best?
You know, a lot of hard work, a lot of years of effort and winemaking, and you know, great fruit, great terroir, and we don't cut corners. It's really delicious Sauv Blanc, and it's one of those wines that you just want to savor, especially in these late fall, summer-like days out here on the patio.
And Chris, talk about how important it is. Kendall Jackson is certainly such a big part of the community at large. And talk to KJ's position in all of that.
You know, we are a great supporter of the community. We have a number of efforts. We started the Grocery Worker Relief Fund as an organization to help grocery workers and frontline workers in need in the grocery industry during this pandemic. We've been fortunate enough to have this gorgeous lawn, garden, and patio to be able to serve people on. And we really like to get out in the community and work with people. And we've done a lot to support local businesses and charities. And we really like to keep that in the family and keep moving forward. And it's always great to work with such a great organization and brand and a family-owned business.
And talk about, for a minute, Chris, what it's like for folks who are able to actually come outside and in that beautiful patio and enjoy each other and your wines. What kind of a difference it makes to have that available during this time?
You know, it was really interesting. We opened this back up over Memorial Day weekend back in May, and it was great to see people again. It was great to feel some sense of normality. And then as the summer has evolved and the fall has come up, you know, encroaching upon us, it's been really nice to have people out on the patio. It's been really nice to see people enjoying our wines and our space. And it gives people a little bit of reprieve, I think, from their, you know, everyday lives. We see a lot of people from the city. We see a lot of people from the East Bay and Peninsula as well, especially on weekends up here. And it's nice to see them coming out and enjoying an outdoor space that they may or may not have at home. And, you know, of course, our excellent wines and our wine and food program. And it's just nice to have that little bit of normality. I call it my escape from reality when I'm here. But it's definitely a great, great space to have all of that in and a beautiful surrounding to do that.
Congratulations as well to Spreja Family Vineyards, gold medal winner in the Sauvignon Blanc category. Now we'll round out our white wine categories with Chardonnay. The winner for best Chardonnay is La Crema Winery.
Ashley Verga is tasting room lead at La Crema.
Congratulations again for your best Chardonnay award for La Crema. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an absolute honor to accept this award on behalf of La Crema and the Fairlies Estate team. We're really delighted.
What is it about that Chardonnay?
Ooh, that's a great question. We just are so passionate about sustainability and these grapes and everything we're doing here in the Russian River Valley. And I think that really shines through in the wine.
And talk about being part of this community and how important that is for La Crema and Sonoma County.
We are just so happy to be able to be here and to provide a safe little luxurious escape, especially during these trying times.
And speaking of these trying times, Ashley, talk a little bit about La Crema and staying in business successfully through the pandemic and the fires.
Well, we just really focus on making all of our guests feel safe and welcome and try to give them the most memorable wine country experience possible. Make them forget about all this craziness we're going through right now.
The gold medal winner for Chardonnay is Sonoma Couture Vineyards.
This is the 2020 North Bay Biz Magazine Best of Awards Party on KSRO.
Now let's change it up before we go on to the Reds and sip some lovely California rosé. And now to present our next award, please welcome actor Morgan Freeman. Thank you, Michael. Please give a warm virtual welcome to our best rosé winner, our friends from St. Francis Winery. KSRO's Pat Kerrigan has reached the wine industry yacht via jet ski and is with the winemaker from St. Francis Winery, Katie Madigan.
Congratulations to you, Katie Madigan, winemaker at St. Francis Winery, named Best Rosé this time around.
Thank you. We are thrilled.
What is it that makes it so special?
You know, I think it's our special handling of our co-fermented Zin and Chardonnay, topped up with a little Sangiovese, that makes it unique for Sonoma Valley Rosé.
And obviously memorable for a lot of people, too. What does it mean to win this award and also just to be such a vital member of the Sonoma County community?
Well, you know, we know that there are so many choices and so many wineries. So for us to be singled out as the best rosé is such an accomplishment for us here. And it really goes to show what the people are drinking these days.
And yeah, you say rosé is such a fun wine for me to make every year. And that's sort of the reaction that people who drink a great rosé like yours have.
Absolutely. It should be uncomplicated, something you enjoy with your friends or pair with some beautiful appetizers. It should always just be a great sipping wine.
And clearly it is. And clearly a lot of people agree, too. The readers of North Bay Biz magazine certainly do. And just your thoughts again, Katie, just briefly on kind of making it through this challenging time of ours.
Yeah, you know, like everybody in our community, we have certainly seen our peaks and valleys this year, but we just can't really thank our first responders enough. We're so very thankful, and we're back open for tastings and food experiences, so please come visit us.
North Bay Biz Magazine also congratulates Paradise Ridge Winery for being our gold medal winner for Rosé in our 2020 Reader's Poll. As you know, Paradise Ridge Winery was heavily damaged in the 2017 wildfires, but they've done a wonderful job rebuilding and are now open for tasting and dining by reservation. Given the fact that we're in Sonoma County tonight, our next category is most fitting to our location, and that is Pinot Noir. The North Bay Biz Reader's Poll Best Pinot Noir of 2020 award goes to Belletto Vineyards. The gold medal winner for Pinot Noir is Bonovia Winery.
This is the 2020 North Bay Biz Magazine Best of Awards Party on KSRO.